Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to have a few new friends in the studio today. I am here with the Emerge Forum, and there are three women who are here to help represent this group. Ash Krupnik, a personal stylist. Very happy to see you, Ash.
Hi, Karen.
Thanks for being here. And makeup artist and hairstylist Caitlin Martin.
Hi.
Welcome. And community ambassador Heidi Beaver. Welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Happy to have all of you. I'm dying to hear everything I can learn about the Emerge Forum. Ash, let's start with you. Let's just tell our listeners what the Emerge Forum is.
So I guess our elevator pitch for the Emerge Forum is that we are a company that leads workshops and provides community for women who have recently undergone a major life change. And so the place that we started with that was with women who'd recently been through rapid weight loss via weight loss surgery or other means. And so we found that they had really unique challenges moving forward post-op, and we wanted to help them address those challenges. We also are leading a workshop track for moms, because that is also a major life change. And so we're really excited about that as well. And we're looking forward to continuing to branch out.
Oh my gosh. So it is a collective. It's an opportunity for people to come and learn and spend time together. Tell us about some of the major focuses. It's wellness, it's confidence, it's style.
Yes. So those are definitely major focuses. We like to work on building confidence using style as a tool.
Okay.
And so when we're using style as a tool, we're sort of equipping these women to move forward in their lives in a way that they feel empowered to make those style choices that are going to make them feel more like themselves. I think a lot of women are, you know, going to the mall, going to stores, looking at clothes and thinking they look really cute on the mannequin, and then getting them home and having no idea what to do with them. And then a lot of the women that we are helping post-op of weight loss surgery are having very unique styling challenges, like Heidi can speak to that later, about, you know, sagging skin, dropping a lot of weight in 1 week so that maybe your clothes that fit you on Monday don't fit you by Friday. Really unique styling challenges like that. And so we really wanted to take time to address those in such a way that we're equipping and empowering women to be able to be confident. Because when you're feeling confident in what you're wearing, it's one less thing you have to worry about when you're, you know, on your way to world domination. So
I love it. You know, it's funny, not too many days ago, I was going through my closet and rapidly going through clothes, put something on, didn't like it, took it off, put something on, didn't like it, took it off. And my 10-year-old walked in the room and he's like, I've seen you wear 6 different outfits in the last 10 minutes. And it dawned on me, I haven't done that in years, but when I'm not feeling on my game physically, I've been extremely busy, I have not been exercising, the clothes that are in my closet, while they still fit my personality, I'm not connected with them in the way that I have been when I am feeling great. Does that make sense? You're all nodding your head.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. That's what a difference it makes.
Right? And it dawned on me, I thought, gosh, another great reason to take really good care of myself all the time. Because when I am feeling fantastic in my own skin, I walk in that closet, I grab what I want to wear, I put it on, and I'm good to go. But it was a kind of a crazy reminder how to take, you know, better care of myself.
Absolutely.
So Heidi, you've had a personal weight loss journey then?
I have.
What can you tell us about that?
I had the sleeve gastrectomy surgery in, let's see, it was Halloween of 2016.
2016, yeah.
Yeah, trying to remember. So I've lost about 90 pounds since then, which,
oh my gosh,
which for somebody my size, I'm 5 feet tall. That's a good amount of weight. The way I guess this whole thing kind of came about, I was, you know, losing weight, which is wonderful, but I started realizing, like, oh my gosh, I feel good. I, you know, I'm looking better, but I don't know how to dress anymore. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're plus size, I'm speaking for myself only here. You go into a store and you just kind of grab whatever fits. Like, the section is really small. The variety of clothes is pretty simple, straightforward. So you just grab what fits and you go home and you're like, all right, good. I started realizing I can't dress in plus sizes anymore. I'm like, oh my gosh. So now I can walk into the mall and shop anywhere. And it was just complete sensory overload. I was
overwhelmed.
Like, I love shopping, but I would like leave the mall practically in tears because I was just totally overwhelmed by all the new options available to me.
And an unexpected overwhelm and disappointment, yes. right? Because especially after coming out of surgery like that and losing all this weight and really feeling so much better about yourself, now to be up against this weird challenge that you hadn't expected, now I understand why the Emerge Forum has come together.
Yes, it's totally unexpected. And I'm just like, you know, I feel great. Like I was expecting to lose all this weight and all of a sudden, you know, I just know how to dress and feel great about myself and all this stuff. And that was not the case for me. So I think it was maybe last August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going through my closet, you know, kind of transitioning to a fall wardrobe sort of, you know, here as much as we can in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And I started pulling out clothes and realizing like, oh, this is frumpy. This doesn't look good. Oh, I don't even know what to wear. I would, you know, try on a pair of shorts and walk around half the day before realizing that they were like four sizes too big and they were falling off. And so just totally on a whim, I was like, huh, I wonder if there's maybe a resource out there for women like me who are going through this big life change. And so I started Googling and I started looking around and there's just nothing. There's, you know, tons of blogs on diet and how to eat, exercise, all that kind of stuff, but nothing specifically geared towards women who have, you know, lost a lot of weight and all of a sudden have no idea what to do. So totally on a whim, I sent a Facebook message to Ash. I was like, hey, so I see you're a personal stylist. Would you ever consider maybe doing some kind of workshop for weight loss surgery patients? And she goes, huh, let's meet for coffee. And we did, and the rest is history, I guess.
Love it. What was compelling about Heidi's story that you thought, gosh, this really is an area that we need to help women with?
I mean, I've been doing personal styling for a little bit at that point. I was still working on really getting my business off the ground and exploring a lot of different areas in styling. I had done fashion shows, and I'd styled everybody from runway models and, you know, people in that business like Caitlin here. And, you know, but I'd also work with clients one-on-one and women of all ages, you know, helping them dive into their closet and figuring out ways that they can mix and match and get new outfits. And I think for me, even though I love fashion and I love runways and fashion shows and all of that, I think the most rewarding thing for me was being able to see the spark that would light up in a woman's eye when she would make the connection of, this is what looks good on me. I can see it with my own eyes and I can embrace it. And I feel empowered now to move forward from here. And so when she brought this idea to me, it really just something clicked in my heart and soul. And I was like, it's like when you come face to face with your purpose and you're like, this is it. Like, let's go full steam ahead. And I think it was really quite evident to me after talking to Heidi that this is really a missing piece of the puzzle for a lot of post-op weight loss surgery patients. You know, you've got the support groups for nutrition and for taking your supplements and for the mental and the psychological aspect that comes afterwards. You have a lot of support for that, but there's this missing puzzle piece of style. And I think a lot of people are really quick to write it off and say, well, that's just materialistic. You shouldn't care what you look like. But the reality of the situation is, when you're not worried about what you're looking like, it's just another thing that you can put that energy somewhere else. And so having this missing puzzle piece, I think, is really going to complete that post-op phase for a lot of patients moving forward. And it's going to boost their long-term weight loss goals in the end, because
absolutely,
you know, when you're moving forward in every other area of your life, but with style, you're just kind of reverting back to what feels comfortable. What feels comfortable are those clothes that they were wearing post or pre-op. And so when they're reaching into their closet for something and they're finding something from before their surgery, that's what's comfortable for them. And they're going to go back to that after a few years. And I think we've seen a lot of the rates of failure in that industry of people losing all this weight and gaining it back. And I think a major component of that is they simply didn't feel comfortable in their own skin. And so that's what we're here to address.
Go ahead.
So say just kind of, you know, help women adjust to their new normal and figure out going forward rather than, you know, I mean, like as I've lost weight, I've gotten rid of all the clothes that are too big for me. I don't want to give myself the option to go back. For me, working with Ash especially has just been such an inspiration. And yeah, I feel better about myself now.
I think the types of clothing that you're choosing are different too, right? Because again, I flux maybe 20, 25 pounds and have since my early 20s. But when I'm heavier, I'm pulling things out of my closet or purchasing things that are hiding, mm-hmm. you know, and not slimming. And so with this weight loss journey, and after spending the time, the money, the energy, and really making that commitment, you're no longer, I'm speaking just from theoretically, but I would imagine you're no longer wanting to hide, but maybe some of you mentally and emotionally still is in that place, right?
Oh, you're right on. Yeah, totally.
So to have a guide or guides really that says, listen, we see your beauty. We see you. Let's help you accentuate it. Let's help you highlight it. Let's help you step into your new normal. Mm-hmm. So Caitlin, I'm dying to hear how you got involved.
So I have worked with Ash on a few occasions before the Emerge Forum as a model for photo shoots and runway shows. And she came to me one day and was like, hey, I know you do hair and makeup on the side and you've done it for a few photo shoots and runway shows that we've worked together on. Would you have any interest in working with people going through these big changes in their lives? And I was like, oh my gosh, absolutely. I think one of the biggest parts of hair and makeup and one of the best things that it can do is it can transform a person from the outside in, basically, and it can make them feel more confident in the skin that they're in, whether it's contouring to make it look like your face is a little bit slimmer, just highlighting those areas that you are more comfortable with and saying like, okay, like today I'm not just going to throw my hair up in a messy bun and not do anything and actually try to love yourself in a different light where you see yourself more confident because of these things helping you. I think one of the biggest misconceptions with makeup is that you have to wear a full face every day in order to feel that way. And a lot of people would say that about me as a hair and makeup artist. And the truth of the matter is 9 times out of 10, I'm not wearing a full face of makeup, if any makeup at all. But it's just knowing that I have those tools and I've equipped myself where if I'm really having a rough day, I can go into my makeup kit and be like, okay, like I want to do a full face today and I want to feel a little bit more comfortable in the skin that I'm in. Because I think everybody goes through those bouts every week or every day, even where they're like, oh, I'm not really liking how I look, or I'm not really feeling myself today. And you want to be able to just make that a little bit better.
Yeah. It's an art, really, isn't it? I mean, hair and makeup and even styling, clothing.
Absolutely.
It's, yeah. And not all of us are gifted with that.
Yeah.
Right? Thank goodness. I'm looking at Heidi. We've got short hair. Thank goodness for me, short hair, because it's very easy to do. And I'm not even coloring it anymore. So it's just very easy. And makeup, it's taken me a lot of years to get a handle on my makeup. Somehow my daughter was gifted with the makeup gene. I wasn't. So she was the one teaching me.
Yeah.
But even on a day where I want to just not do a full face, I at least have learned now that I'll just do some light cover up, some powder, some mascara, just to still, even if I'm in jeans and a t-shirt, right? I still want to look good. So just I keep it low key.
Yeah.
It does. It helps you feel better. And I love what you said, Caitlin. You get to give people a gift of feeling good from the outside in. And often we say, you know, really beauty is from the inside out. I think we'd all agree with that, but you can help enhance.
Yeah.
Someone and help them maybe begin to feel better about themselves from the inside once they get to look in the mirror and say, wow,
exactly.
I just didn't know how to do this. So thank you. My hair has never looked this great.
Yep.
Love it.
And I think the wonderful thing that I, you know, especially loved about Caitlin is she's incredibly disarming. So she's not one of those makeup artists that's coming and being like, oh, honey, what kind of moisturizer are you using? Do you really need to fix this about your face?
Your pores are huge.
Yes. Like she doesn't come in there and like show you everything that's wrong. I feel like I've worked with some makeup artists in the past where I just come away and I'm like, okay, so clearly I just need to scrape off all my skin and start over. She's incredibly sweet and great to work with because she's so relatable. She's so personable. So she's really not an intimidating person, but she knows her stuff. So it's the best of both worlds. And we love her.
Hey, she's blushing. You also are working with moms.
Mm-hmm.
So there's kind of two tracks then with the Emerge Forum at this point.
Yes.
And certainly there's going to be room for more. Heidi's smiling and nodding.
We have all kinds of fun ideas.
Yes. So talk to me about the mom piece. And before you do that, I'll share my personal journey. When I had my two older kiddos who are now 23 and 21, I went through major postpartum depression. I don't know if we've spoke to that. And it was heavy for me. And I really thought motherhood was going to be easy for me. It wasn't. I was just starting out my career in education. I thought I was going to be able to manage and juggle both that. It was a difficult time. And even though I had read all the books about pregnancy and motherhood, I literally skipped the chapters around postpartum depression because I thought, not me. Well, what a mistake that was. Now, I'm talking about a severe case of having difficulty stepping into motherhood and making that transition. And I know some people, you know, do it without a breeze, just a skip and a step, and they're off to the races. Are you looking, who are you looking to really work with within this motherhood piece? And is it just young mothers who have the newborns?
I think the majority of our demographic is definitely those new moms who are kind of coming into their fourth trimester and their body shape is different. You know, their hair might be different. I don't know, pregnancy changes people's hair in weird ways.
Yes, it does.
Their feet are bigger and their waistline is changed. And there's a lot of changes that happens when you become a mom. And as much as our society is starting to embrace those changes and not holding moms to the impossible standard of, you know, getting back into their size 2 pre-pregnancy jeans a week after having a baby, I think there's this like weird middle ground now where moms are just kind of feeling lost. Like, I want to move forward, but like Heidi was saying, like, there's a new body I have here. You know, oftentimes they're breastfeeding, and so that presents a whole new challenge. And so a large part of our demographic is the younger moms for sure. But then, as you know, moms go through stages. And so they've got that newborn mommy stage where, you know, we encourage our moms to wear things that are comfortable but feel flattering. And then there's, you know, the grade school mommy stage where you're, you know, shuffling kids to soccer practice and things. And so we talk about, you know, how to have a practical wardrobe for every stage in your life. And, you know, maybe you want to go and wear stilettos to your kiddo's soccer game, but that's just not practical. So what can you do instead? You know, you can wear a wedge heel.
Look great.
You can
still
stuck in the grass.
Yeah, exactly. Like, wear something that's not going to stick in the grass. You don't need to aerate the soccer field for them. You know, so there's the grade school mommy. And then there's, you know, the mom with the kids who are going off to college. And, you know, maybe she's stepping back into the workforce if she's been away for a while.
Okay,
and
so really everything.
And everybody. We love everybody.
Absolutely. Yes. We'll take anyone.
Yeah. Well, and that's important. And it's also important to niche, right? As as a new business owner, you know, as I'm guessing as a personal stylist, we have several in the Valley, but to be able to niche and really, like you said, find your purpose and passion in just a couple of conversations with those ladies and realize this is the missing puzzle piece, as you said. That's gold, because while you could style everybody and you could do hair and makeup for everybody, you want to really build your business around a niche, and then everybody else is going to say, I want that.
Yes,
right?
Yes, that's the hope.
Right.
Yes,
good.
Absolutely.
So tell us about the workshop. You've got one coming up in April and you had just done another one in January.
Yes. Yeah, so we just did our first weight loss surgery one in January, and that was awesome. We got incredible feedback from our participants that came, and they were like, just so excited for us. They were, you need to share this. You need to be speaking at conferences. Like, it was really amazing feeling to have put all this time and energy into this workshop, have laid it all out there. You know, we just got vulnerable with everybody and told them all of our story and how we can help them. And they were so receptive and so grateful
and helpful in return.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, I bet.
There's just a lot of love. It was amazing.
It really was. And so, you know, that gave us a lot of energy coming off of that, you know, to go towards this mom's one that we're hosting here in April. We're doing it on the 13th and the 14th over at Momplex. And so we're very excited going forward into that and looking forward to the feedback that we're going to get, because the workshop is slightly different for each group that we're doing it for. And so, you know, being able to really address those very specific problems that each of those groups have, I think, is what really sets us apart from just a general style workshop.
Very, very exciting. So will you do them every month? Is it going to, how does it look, a switching weight loss and then mother, or what's the plan going forward?
For right now, it's kind of a switching on and off. So we did the weight loss one in January. We're doing the mom's one in April. We're planning to do another weight loss one in August. And then we'll probably do another mom's one right after back to school when all the moms are like, I need a break.
Yes,
like,
I'm free.
Come join us. Yeah.
Lots of coffee at that one.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
We'll be serving extra coffee at that one for sure.
Good. Wow. So this is Business Radio, and most of our listeners are executive leaders and business owners. Who would be a great, well, we already know who your clientele is, but who would be a great partners for you? I'm thinking business-wise, right? So some of the weight loss clinics or...
Absolutely. I think right now we're looking to partner with weight loss centers around the Valley and certainly out of state as well at some point. But we would like to see ourselves aligning with and really partnering with bariatric centers here in the Valley, weight loss centers here in the Valley, because like I said earlier, we really are that missing puzzle piece as to why a lot of their clients are not able to have the successful long-term weight loss and achieve those goals like they're hoping for. And I think if we're able to partner with them and have them sponsor our workshops for their patients, I think that's really going to be a great symbiotic relationship between us and the weight loss centers around the Valley.
Absolutely. I can't help but think that women who have an opportunity to come and spend time with you, I know you kind of shine the light a little bit on Caitlin, but I also know your personality, Ash, and having just had a chance to meet Heidi, it is a very warm, loving feeling that I'm getting from all three of you. I would imagine that's the feedback that you've gotten already from people that just says, thank you for caring for me, right? And not looking at the things that maybe I've already found fault in.
Sure,
you're helping lift me up and make me feel good about myself.
Yeah.
And how does this demographic differ for you? Have you've done obviously runways and fashion both as a model and a makeup and hairstylist?
Yeah. So this is kind of entirely out of my element. I don't have kids, so the mom portion of it is very new to me. But a lot of my friends around when I started chatting with Ash found out they were pregnant or started having children. And so I'm seeing my best friends and some of my childhood friends go through these journeys of learning to love their body all over again and trying to find that confidence. A lot of them had little girls. And so it's seeing them discover that for their little girl to grow up with that confidence, they have to instill it in themselves again first. And a lot of them lost it. And so it's kind of given me practice and saying like, okay, like, let me talk to you. Like, let's work on this. And a lot of them will be going to the Just for Moms workshop in April. So it'll be really good for them to get the information and for us to all get that feedback. But yeah, it's an entirely different realm, you know, working with models that people would say are quote unquote perfect, going to real life people. And I'm a real life person, you know, I wouldn't consider myself one of the perfect models out there for sure. But it's just recognizing that they're real people and that I actually get to help and guide real people towards something so much bigger than themselves.
It's a deeper conversation with.
Yeah. I love that, Caitlin.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, good thing we're recording that. We've got that right, exactly. I mean, people are people, regardless of, you know, how out in the public they are or not. And you said it yourself, you know, I don't consider myself a perfect model. I even know that perfect models don't consider themselves perfect.
Right.
We all might think y'all are, but I know that they don't think that. But still, with the everyday, we're talking about everyday women,
yes,
really is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And style and hair and makeup and how we carry ourselves makes all the difference in the world, whether it's in our personal lives or professional lives and everything in between. I really, even at the soccer field, sometimes more so there, where, you know, sometimes women tend to judge. And so if we can feel good in our skin and the way we present ourselves, it makes all the difference in the world.
You carry yourself differently, you
yes.
know?
Like, yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm one of those super skeptical people. I was like, oh, well, you know, it's just hair and makeup, big deal. I started changing my mentality a little bit, switching a few things around, dressing differently, doing my makeup a little differently. And I carry myself differently. I noticed that people respond to me differently.
Absolutely.
You know, I used to be really shy, kind of keep to myself. And I find myself, I talk to anybody now. I make friends everywhere, like every, you know, grocery checkout line everywhere. I feel better about myself. I literally carry myself differently now than I did, you know, 2 years ago. So
I would know that.
It makes such a big difference.
Yeah. Does.
Good. Very good. So bariatric centers, weight loss centers, I'm even thinking, you know, the PTAs at schools and any of these mom groups or even networking groups for that matter. So if we can be of help to make those introductions, do let us know. Yes. I think you have a book coming out, Ash.
I do.
Yes. Oh, tell us about the book and what your plans are.
So I'm self-publishing a workbook this summer. I'm super excited about it. It's called Emerging You. And it is, I want readers to think of it as a roadmap. So if you've recently been through a major life change, whether you've gotten a divorce, you've gotten married, you've had a baby, you've experienced a death, or you've had the weight loss surgery, and now you're kind of moving forward out of that, change is one of those things that's universal. Everybody goes through it in different ways at different times. It's never consistent, but it's always constant. And so I wanted this to be kind of a help alongside so that women would have this workbook. They can go through it. They can see, like, what's my major change that I've been through? What's my attitude towards this major change? How has this kind of knocked me on my back, so to speak, and, you know, really knocked the wind out of me. And then as the writer, I want to be that person who, you know, comes up and says, it's okay. Like, you're going to be able to breathe again after this. I remember I was like in kindergarten at my school and we had a fun run. So, you know, as five-year-olds do, I'm running as hard as I can around this thing. And my grandparents were there cheering me on. My parents were there and I tripped and fell at some point as kids do. And, totally got the wind knocked out of me. And that was the first time I'd ever gotten the wind knocked out of me.
Scary, isn't it?
And I have a little bit of a flair for the dramatic. So I'm literally laying there on my back, staring up at the sun going, this is it. I'm going home to Jesus today. Like, I'm dying. And I couldn't suck a breath in. I was just trying to breathe. I couldn't breathe. And I remember my mom, you know, grabbing me and it's okay. Like, you got the wind knocked out of you. Just relax. You're going to be able to breathe again in just a minute. And after like 2 hours, which was probably more like 10 seconds, I was like, you know, taking that breath in again. And I was like, I live to see another day. You know, like, it was just this feeling of like, I made it, you know? And so that's kind of what I want this book to be. I want, you know, change knocks the wind out of all of us sometimes in really unexpected ways. And so I want to be that person who's able to, you know, grab women or whoever reads this book by the face and say, it's okay. Like, this is hard. It's scary, but you're going to be able to breathe again. Like, let's take this step by step. And so this is definitely an expansion of what we go through in our workshops. Our workshops are about 2 to 3 hours and we cover a lot of material, but this workbook really just expands on all of it. And it makes it insanely personal because there's journal sections in there. There's places to answer questions. There's a check-in section where you can check in on how you're feeling. It's kind of a mindfulness exercise that allows you to really be in touch with where you're at now. And I mean, there's so much to glean from it. Even just if you walk away knowing how to check in with yourself at multiple times during the day, you'll have learned something.
Absolutely.
So I'm really excited to be releasing this book. It's going to be, like I said, self-published. It'll be released this summer and available for pre-order starting May 1st. So
I'll be on the lookout. What's that?
I'm excited to read it.
Yes. Yeah. And it sounds like it's more of an interactive book than just
absolutely.
A read, right?
Yeah. So I wanted really to make engaging. It insanely personal.
That's always been my favorite kind of books, especially self-help or mindfulness, is when one thing it's to read, but another is to engage and interact and be reflective. So I'm looking forward. So in May, just a month away.
Yeah. Pre-orders will start May 1st and then it'll be published shortly thereafter. So
very good.
Yeah.
Well, I am thrilled to have each of you in here. As we close up the show, would you be willing to share just one tip or one thought around self-care, maybe even how it relates to the Emerge Forum that our listeners would get to have as a takeaway?
Yeah. So I think the biggest tip for self-care that I can give is just something that actually has to do with makeup. And it's taking care of the skin that you're in, obviously, from the outside. And, you know, taking the extra like 5 to 10 minutes every day to actually like wash your face and like go through the motions of that and look at yourself in the mirror. And I struggled with self-confidence when I was younger. And I found that I built it up by looking at myself without the makeup on and saying, you know, like, I'm beautiful the way I am. And this is just a tool to help me enhance it, and recognizing that makeup is just a tool that helps you enhance it. And at the end of the day, you still go home to the body that you're in. And when you take that away, you have to love it. So, yeah.
Beautifully said. I have a lot of women that I've worked with in the past who will even avoid looking in the mirror at all. Like, I've had people say to me, I haven't looked in the mirror in probably a couple of years, other than a quick glance to just make sure, you know, I don't have an eye booger or some crazy thing. And I love it's a very simple practice. Take time to wash your face, but also do it lovingly. Look in that mirror and really acknowledge who you are without any makeup or any veil on.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Caitlin. Thank you for sharing that. Ash?
I think my tip for self-care would be sort of related to what you were talking about earlier, going through your closet, giving women permission that if you don't love it, leave it. And so when you're going through your closet and you have pieces and you're pulling pieces out where you're like, well, I don't love it, but I guess it's okay. Like, no, like everything in your closet, you should love. Everything in your closet should serve you. It should make you look fabulous. And like, you feel like $1 million when you wear it. So I just want to say self-care, really take the time to curate your closet. Allow yourself to be super Tim Gunn about it. Like, if you hate it, do not put up with that in your closet, girl.
Get rid of it.
Kick it to the curb.
Yeah, good. Okay, Heidi?
well, I'm not a you know, personal style expert or anything, but my advice would just be to love yourself and give yourself permission to do whatever you want to do. Realize that you're worth it, that totally. You're worth the effort. Yeah.
You are an expert at that.
Oh, well, thank
you. And it sounds like have made a real commitment, especially these last several years, to really own that and embrace it.
It's just made such a huge difference in my life.
Yeah, and obviously we've just met, so I wouldn't have known any different, but you certainly wear it well.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. So Caitlin, if you can share with our listeners where to get a hold of you.
So the best way to get a hold of me is through Facebook or Instagram. My username on both of them is Calista, C-A-L-L-I-S-T-A, Glam, G-L-A-M. Just a brief thing on that. A lot of people are like, oh, is it like a mix of your name and fashionista? That was the thing I got a lot when it first came out. And no, Calista is actually the Greek word for strong woman, which is what I wanted to allow myself to convey through my work. So when you're searching that, keep that in mind, that it's spelled like that for a reason and it means that specific thing.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for that background information. So Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
Great. And we'll make sure we have that on the replay as well.
Perfect.
And Ash, how about for the Emerge Forum and for you as well?
Yeah, for sure. So for the Emerge Forum, you can contact us via our website, just theemergeforum.com. We are also on Instagram at the Emerge Forum. And you can actually find our Facebook group on Facebook as well. It's called The Emergent Collective. And it's just a place where women can come and have that sense of community. There's no, you know, we're not selling anything. We're not doing anything in there except for offering styling advice and a place for women to have a safe place to ask these questions that maybe they don't feel comfortable asking. We post live videos in there on makeup tutorials, styling tutorials, all sorts of things like that. So we're really trying to help women kind of find their tribe in that way. So the Emergent Collective on Facebook, it's a group. Definitely come join. And then you can also find me, ashpersonalstylist.com, or on Instagram at ashpersonalstylist.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm pretty sure I'm on one of those Facebook pages, but I've got to go follow Caitlin. I'm excited about that.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to staying in touch and learning more about each of you. And when the book comes out, we'll have to have you back in and celebrate the workbook. And again, anything that we could do to help accelerate some of those introductions to the businesses that really ought to be in connection with you so that you can bring this missing puzzle piece to their clientele. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.